Oh man, I think we did a great job. You know, we're holding them to 35% shooting. You know, for our first preseason game, obviously, you know, you can kind of expect a high amount of turnovers, even for myself. But, you know, just going to go over film tomorrow at practice and see what we can improve on and, you know, go from there. But I was really impressed, especially the effort on both ends of the floor and the way we shared the ball. It was a great game for us, great start off game for us.
Could you feel that five men on a string mentality?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, now being out there, you know, we have a couple guys on our team. You know, CJ, Andy, myself, Tristan, Deion, we played with each other before. So, you know, it's a little different. It's a different vibe out there, and we trust each other. And, you know, things that we that other guys have to communicate on the team, we kind of just have a feel for one another. And I think, you know, new guys will become accustomed to that. You know, we all were on a string tonight on the defensive end. Like I said, we held them to 35% shooting for a while. And, you know, we could be happy with that.
Mike is obviously preaching defense, and there was a possession there where you challenged three different shots on one possession. It sounds like you're buying into it, and you said it's important because if you do, everybody else will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We watched it at halftime. You know, I was just chasing the ball. That's all I was doing. But, you know, we always preach multiple efforts. That's one of our staples, and you know, that's what's going to make us a good team. You know, that's what's going to turn us to a great team during the season. It's just having those multiple efforts from everybody out there. And, you know, that's the most important thing going forward.
But do you know how important it is for you to do that and everybody else to fall in line behind you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I preached it before. You know, I have to lead on both ends of the floor, and, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, not just by voice, but also by example.
How much easier is it for you to do that because the shape that you've come back in camp? I mean, you've been running like crazy.
You know, it's just a lot of hard work this offseason, you know, getting the guys together. Couldn't have done it without them. You know, they're just us pushing one another and just getting better and coming into the season in tip-top shape. And, you know, I've been doing extra things on the side just, you know, because I want to lead these guys. And, you know, I want to be that guy for my teammates. And, you know, if they see me doing, they see me working hard, then, you know, everybody else just follows along. And, you know, we got a lot of great guys that are willing to work. So, you know, it's been a fun preseason so far.
What did you think of the rookies' first game, as you remember back to your first game?
Oh, you know, I shot airball my first time. You know, get them up. I mean, it's preseason, so, you know, it's a time to, you know, kind of get out the kinks. And, you know, he's first time playing in a while, you know, since the NCAA tournament. So, you know, you just got to ease into it. You know, our veterans are doing a great job of just, you know, slowing his mind down out there. And, you know, he got out there, jacked his, you know, first airball up, you know, got out the way. But once he settled down, you know, started running the floor a little bit, you know, got on transition, was doing a better job on our pick and roll defense. You know, he settled in, and that's what we need him. You know, he can give us a little more, and we're going to expect a little more, as well as we expect more for everybody. But for him, you know, he can definitely add versatility for the 3-4 spot for us.